Mayfield, welcome.
Brandon Mayfield, thank you for allowing me to be here. In 2003, Commissioner Saltzman, you sponsored the resolution that was critical of the Patriot Act. And at that time, you stated, by the way, the city was joined by 200 other cities and communities nationwide in that that resolution critical of the Patriot Act. At the time, you said, we cannot compromise freedoms in the name of fighting terrorism. And 2 years later, as a result of the botched Spanish terrorism attack and the JTTF involvement here in Portland, the city of Portland voted to get out of the JTTF. The former police chief, Tom Potter, then mayor, who was denied a security clearance to review the task force participation, said, I don't think whether we stay in or out of the JTTF will determine the safety of Portland citizens, but only when we watch out and care for each other will our society be safer. Only after the arrest of Mohammed Usman, who tried to detonate a phony bomb engineered by the FBI and made possible in part by the efforts of the Portland JTTF, did the city vote to get back into the task force on an as-needed basis in 2011. As my esteemed colleague pointed out, and Marlene, we have state laws that prohibit retaining and collecting information about one's political and religious associations unless there's proof that the individual or suspect is involved in criminal conduct. And yet, according to a surveillance log produced pursuant to a FOIA request, on March 21st, 2004, at exactly 1:03 p.m., an FBI agent in front of my house in Beaverton, Oregon, reported me leaving in my maroon Chevrolet and documents me going to a gas station and then to a Big Five sporting goods store, placing a suspicious item in my trunk, coming back to my house and removing said suspicious item with my co-conspirator. Who was that co-conspirator? It was my 15-year-old son, Shane. And what was that nefarious, potentially dangerous item that was being removed from my trunk? It was a basketball and a basketball hoop. But that's not the important part. The important part is that same special agent, that same FBI agent, later that afternoon reports me leaving, and a task force agent picks up the surveillance log and reports me, the suspect, standing in front of the Bilal Mosque. The FBI admitted they had no evidence I had committed a crime, and yet the FBI and task force proceeded to collect information about my religious activities and associations in violation of the Oregon statute that Kimberly had just shared with you. Can you say with 100% certainty, Mayor Wheeler, council members, that our Portland JTTF officers have not or are not now standing in front of Portland area mosque and community centers and are monitoring the coming and going of local Muslims regardless of whether or not they committed a crime? We do not trust the federal government, particularly the FBI and the NSA, and the more you work with them to achieve their Islamophobic agenda, the less we trust you. Please quit targeting ethnic minorities and immigrants and do the right thing, the respectable thing, the safe thing, the reasonable thing, and withdraw, like our sister city, San Francisco, from the JTTF. Thank you for allowing me to share with you some of my thoughts and concerns.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.